I asked Bill about the tackling today. It seems like we need a lot of key tackles on third down against Houston. Just how important is tackling to your game?
Tackling is a huge part of my game. I feel like, first of all, you know, they made it clear when they drafted me here that if you don't tackle at corner, you're not going to play. It's not one of those schemes where we have guys who just cover and don't support in the run. So that was made clear to me as a rookie, and I feel like it's part of why they took me in the draft for tackling. And I just feel like the harder I'm playing, the better I'm tackling, the better I'll probably cover. So being in the inside more, a little more, I'm closer to the run. So I'm able to throw my hat on there, not always picked up in the, you know, the scheme of, you know, the offense is always account for me. So it's good, and I'm able to get some tackles and help the other guys out.
So can you touch on just the talent that you're facing on the other side of the ball this week?
Yeah, it's a tremendous amount of talent, probably one of the most talented teams in the NFL, especially offensively. We know, you know, we're all well aware of the guys that they have at their position, and they have a great quarterback leading the way. So it's going to be a great test for us. But, I mean, this is why you play the game. These are the games you want to be in against the talent you want to see to move on at this level. This is what you want to see, and this is the best of the best. So we're excited for it.
Well, what is the particular disadvantage, if any, having not seen a quarterback like the caliber of Ben Roethlisberger the first 17, 18 weeks now? I know you saw Joe Flacco, but I guess the jury's still out if he's elite.
I mean, we play who's on our schedule. I don't really control that. And I see a good quarterback every day, number 12. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I see a pretty good one daily. So I think that's an advantage.
Well, I mean, different guys have different stories in the locker room, playing with a chip on their shoulder. Do you have a chip on your shoulder, something that motivates you every day to prove somebody wrong or prove something to yourself?
Yeah, I think everyone does. I feel like you have to play defensive back, to play at this level. You're not just going to go out there and just think, just because number 26 on the field, I don't have to bring in my A game. So, yeah, that motivates me. The birth of my daughter last year, trying to feed my family, trying to maintain my job. I've been on this team for 4 years. I've seen the roster turnover. I see how hard it is to play at this level consistently and to play at a high level. I see what, you know, Tom Brady and Devin McCourty, what those guys do, and they have to bring their game every day in practice, bring it every Sunday, and if they're bringing the biggest games of the year. And that's what it takes. And I, just like you guys, I'm a professional, and I want to be the best in my job and do a good job of supporting my family. So that's just enough motivation right there to do everything it takes to, you know, have good performances.
How would you say practice went this week? Did you have a good week of practice after what was – there was some rust Saturday night against Houston.
Yeah, practice is good, man. Practice is the time to make mistakes, and you clean it up. And at the end of the day, you see how it goes on Sunday. But – practice is the time to go out there, have fun, work on what you need to work on your weaknesses, and, you know, and practice ain't always going to be perfect, but that's why it's practice.
Bill had some high praise for you guys, saying that you have good chemistry among your unit, and actually saying that you guys play with passion and purpose. Does he ever share that with you, like he shared that with us?
I don't know. But, you know, you have to have passion to play. You know, Bill's going to put players who want to be out there. I think we want to be out there. I think we're playing for each other. I think that wasn't always there in a sense. I think it had to be built through time, through adversity. And I just think we're a lot of guys that know what's at stake, and we're willing to risk it all. And I know when I'm out there, I'm willing to get my head in on every tackle, cover whoever they ask me to cover, and do whatever is called to try to help the team win. And I know if I can do my job, you know, it's talked about all the time. If I know if I can do my job, we're one step closer to getting where we need to go.
Well, you guys were great on the road this year, but how much fun is it to have this game at home this week?
It's great. I mean, I think last week was the loudest I've heard our stadium in 4 years, and it actually gave us some trouble hearing each other. So something what we're working on with the crowd noise, but that's what we're excited, because it's trouble for the offense as well. And I think we feed off it a little bit. But we know that us as the players, it's our performance. We need to execute in order to win these games. But the crowd can definitely play a part with their crowd noise and that energy. And I felt like we were kind of feeding off that.
Any message to the fans this week?
Show up, be loud, and be proud, and we'll be all right.
Logan, is it contagious success in the defensive backfield? When one guy starts getting rolling, we kind of saw that last week, another guy might get rolling too.
Yeah, I think turnovers we talk about all the time, I think they're contagious. But just the effort, when you see guys playing with extreme amount of effort, playing extremely selfless, sacrificing their job, it might be a play where a guy goes and hits a guard so someone else can make the play. And that's football. It's the ultimate team game. And when guys are willing to sacrifice for one another and go out there and share the success, I think Malcolm Butler's and Daron Harmon, those guys were so happy for the game that I had last week. And that made me happy that we're excited for one another's success. It's a team success, but when your teammates are excited for you for a good play, and I'm excited for the matchups and the play that they make as well, I think that's a true sign of a team.
Logan, I think oftentimes you guys will have multiple players paying attention to one particular target on the other team. You talked about your interception against the Texans. You and Devin were both kind of watching Hopkins on that play. When it comes to Brown, how difficult is it to kind of corral him, even if you do have multiple people?
It's tough, because the thing about, Antonio Brown and players of that caliber is that they're used to the multiple attention. He gets doubled. He gets attention. Every team tries to do it, and he still has the numbers he has because he's a great player. And that's what great players do. We just need to execute a little better than what other teams do. And it's possible. It's not impossible, but he's not a guy you're going to completely eliminate from the game, and we just got to corral him as a team, and he's going to make some plays, and we just got to keep it, going. And then when he does catch the ball, we need to be able to surround him so not one guy has to make a tackle, because he makes a living on making one-on-ones and making guys miss, and he makes a living on making plays. So we got to limit some of those, but at the end of the day, I'm completely give credit to great players and what they do, and, they get paid too.
Like, you've done a good job of not allowing big plays this season. Does that go back tackling, or what's the key to not allowing those big 20, 30, 40 yard plays?
Just situationally, man. I just think through time, as I grow older, I realize that DB, you can't take away every pass, every play. So just realizing the situation, time and score, what the lead is, or if we're behind or ahead, how much time, what part of the field they're in. A lot goes into it, in my head at least. But just trying to maybe allow them to catch a short one on this and, take away something a little deeper. And then, you limit those and you look at the stat sheet after the game. We have more points than them, and you limit somebody to fewer yards, fewer catches, and I think that's good. But I don't go out there and try to hold guys, pitch a no-hitter, because I feel like if you go out there and try to pitch a no-hitter, you're going to let up some home runs.
Their success on the road, Pittsburgh's offensively, it really doesn't compare with how well they've been at home. Did you guys notice anything different about them, how they play calling or in any particular facet of their game?
No, they just won a road playoff game and a tough place to play. So I think they're playing well enough to win, wherever that may be. And I just think that we need to, bring our best game, because I just seen them play the Chiefs on film pretty well. So I don't think any of that stuff has much bearing on the execution of the plays on, Sunday.
Take one last question.
You don't look at, I'm sure, the game this way, but Patriots Steelers have two ownership groups that are pretty well regarded in the league, with the Rooney family in Pittsburgh, the Kraft family here. As a player, what do you see from Robert Kraft, that helps you maybe on a day-to-day basis, if anything?
There's a lot of stability in a sense of Robert Kraft. He's been an owner here for quite some time, and he's pretty stable with his head coach and quarterback, but he's around, and he's a charitable guy, and a lot of guys do charitable things because we want to, not because we're forced to. I think we're connected to community because we see him out in the community. We see him here at practice shaking players' hands, knowing a little bit about everything. He asked me how my daughter's doing and stuff like that. So I think I remember him calling me when I got drafted. So I just think he's a genuinely good person who cares about, the people in this organization as well as the business side of it. And I think that makes us want to be good people as well.
Thanks,
Logan. Thank you, guys. Thanks.